May Jesus Christ be praised, and may His Holy Mother pray for us. He was willing to admit that he was sick. The leper was willing to admit that he needed healing. And he begged that the Lord Jesus would be willing to heal him. The law required that lepers live outside the city. They were isolated. They were separated. The lepers had to constantly announce that they were unclean. The lepers were forbidden from approaching people until they were healed. They were isolated, they were separated, they were rejected, they were alone. The lepers were far from society, but the Lord Jesus drew near to them. Jesus entered into the isolation. Jesus broke into the separation. The leper kneeling at the feet of Jesus did not first announce his sickness. The leper did not first reveal his pain. The leper confessed his faith in the power of God present in the Lord Jesus. The leper announced his belief in the divine power and made a claim upon the divine will. And then he was willing to admit that he was sick. He was willing to admit that he needed healing. And he begged that the Lord Jesus would be willing to heal him. The healing took place very quickly. The compassion of the heart of Christ extended his hand in healing. The eternal word spoke, and the leper was healed. The leper was given a command to show himself to the priest, so that the leper, now cured, could be restored to the community. The leper was given a command to offer a sacrifice, an act of thanksgiving to God. He was commanded to be silent, so that the mission of the Lord Jesus would not simply be bound to physical healings. The leper was willing to admit that he was sick. He was willing to admit that he needed healing, and he had begged that the Lord Jesus would be willing to heal him. We may not be lepers, dear brothers and sisters, but our souls are blemished by sin. The unkind word, the temper lost, the broken trust and the broken promise stain our baptismal garments and lead us into separation and isolation. In our rejection of the law of God, we lessen our share in the life of God. We become separated, isolated, and alone. But the Lord Jesus draws near to us. The Lord Jesus, by the grace of his call, invites us to admit that we are sick. The Lord Jesus invites us to admit that we need healing. Not in the public streets do we admit our weaknesses and our sins, but in the sacred and secret tribunal of the mercy of God. We come to the sacrament of reconciliation to confess our faith in the goodness and the power of God. We come to admit our need for healing. We come to admit that we have broken our promise, but we know that the Lord God is faithful to his promise. Through the ministry of his priest, the Lord Jesus stretches out his hand in healing. Through the voice of his priest, the Lord Jesus speaks the word of mercy and the word of healing. He is willing to heal us. He is willing to forgive us. Dear brothers and sisters, let us run to him. Amen.